Holland Jungle Productions are an eclectic group of producers, musicians and songwriters who specialise in production, film scoring, commercial jingles and franchise theme anthems. And I'm delighted to be joined on the line by one half of the duo, Seven Cortex. Hello.
Greetings, how are you?
Yeah, very good, thanks. You're over in Brooklyn at the moment, is that right?
That's correct, Brooklyn, New York.
Nice and cold now, summer's over, is that right?
Sure is.
Same here. Okay, well, let's start from the beginning. Tell us about your musical background. Did you start as a musician or as a producer?
Technically, I guess I started as a DJ. I guess once a DJ, always a DJ. But I was the DJ. And you can see I have grays in my hair. So this was back when we had vinyl, you know. And eventually, long story short, got tired of carrying vinyl to these places as they went out of date. So I stayed home and started this, making like mixtapes, making my own beats with those samplers, and it's evolved to me just continuing to produce for others instead of going out DJing with records.
So it was the DJ that sort of inspired you. Who were your inspirations at the time? What made you want to become a DJ?
I don't know who my inspiration. I guess maybe my parents. They used to throw parties in these basements in New York, and I had to DJ. So that was the first. That's how I first started as a kid. But as I grew older, and still to this day, I'm very fond of like DJ Premier, you know, the Pete Rocks, you know, the Ronnie Sizes. Those are like the people that I always mention, my common denominators.
Was there any artist or any particular tune back in the day where you thought, oh, I'd love to be a DJ?
You know what? I think for me, DJing meant remixing things because I always like to add my twist to things. So I would always hear music, even for like Puff Daddy, you know? And be like, man, I can remix people's songs, or I really like remixing, like, you know, house tunes and, you know, up-tempo songs. So I really always enjoyed rearranging other people's puzzles and rearranging into my own vision for the song, if you will.
Now, you're part of Holland's Jungle. You've got musical partner Six Toe Jones, is that right? Have I read that right?
Six Toe Jones, yes.
There's a lot of numbers and dots in there, but I think it's Six Toe Jones. How did you meet him?
Met him at a bookstore, actually.
Oh, cool.
In like 1995, 96, something like that. And we pretty much just, you know, I remember we were in the history section. I don't know how I remember that, but we started having a conversation. We kind of just clicked. And, you know, he's basically my brother. You know, we've been tight for decades now.
25 you know? Years, yeah.
Long yeah, time. It's definitely a family member.
Yeah. How did the name Holland's Jungle come about?
Well, I'm a New Yorker from the concrete jungle. My mother's from Curacao, which is Antilles of the Dutch colonies. So I kind of, long story short, put the Holland and the Jungle together, and that's how it came about.
So it's a bit of your past and a bit of your present all together in one name.
Yeah, and the other side to the story is, you know, I always had studios wherever I'm at. I had one in Miami, my personal one. It was the Jungle Room. And Six Toe Jones is a huge fan of the Holland football. We call it soccer, you call it football team. Mm. And he always had their flags on. So one day I just walked in the studio, I'm like, oh my goodness, Holland Jungle, that's it. Boom, put it on a shirt.
Good choice. Your own name, Seven Cortex, I mean, it sounds a little bit medical to me. I had to ask you, where did that come from?
When I was about 19, I adopted the name Cortex. I felt was when I got like knowledge of self. So, you know, the seven was like the number of completion for me. So my mind was like fully realized. And that's how Seven Cortex came to fruition.
Because it has this sort of scientific feel about it, which is interesting because you talk about your influences and your inspirations, a number of different genres, and you talk about it as being a periodic table of sounds, which I thought was a great expression to use.
Yeah, well, you know, prior to becoming Cortex, my DJ name was Sir Sparks. So still to this day, I'm known as Rob Cortex Sparks. So Sparks was also, it represented scientifically, psychedelic, analytical, receptive, kinetic synergists. So I just put it as Sparks to make it easier for us humans to understand. So I've always been into science, you know. I know I wanted to be a scientist one time I was a child. I didn't know I was a scientist of sound. I thought it would be, you know, more different type of elements on the periodic table, but I'm happy with where I'm at.
Yeah, well, as a producer, that's exactly what you're doing, isn't it? You're coming up with, you're experimenting, and you're coming up with new things.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, time management sound.
As a songwriter, I mean, how would you describe your style as a songwriter?
Well, it goes hand in hand with my production style. I was actually having this conversation just moments ago. I like to just reflect the energy and the vision of the artist. So whatever you may be going through, we talk. I'm kind of like a psychologist, I guess you guess. You sit on my couch and tell me about your life. And just my prescription is sound. So I'm just mirroring what I'm hearing from you or what I'm feeling from you. And we'll come together and collaborate over the words for that. But that's really the basis of my songwriting.
So there's no particular project that you're looking for from what you're saying, really. It's people coming to you and saying, this is what I want to do. And then you have a think about how you can make it work.
Yeah, that's how I have fun. Yes, I don't have a particular set genre or style or person that I like to work with. I tend to attract great artists and musicians, so that's good for me.
Yeah, you are a lover of a lot of different genres, though. You know, ambient, electronic, you mentioned hip-hop, reggae. Is there anything particularly that you haven't done that you'd like to do?
I guess American country music, maybe some folk.
It's funny, you'd be surprised the number of people who always look to country and folk and think this is the next barrier.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, that's the only thing I haven't tapped into. So I guess, I mean, country is really just, you know, R&B music without bass. And it's dominated mostly by non-melanated people. It's the same music. It's only two types of music, you know, good music and bad music, you know, so.
This is very true. Who have you collaborated with in the past? Has there been any particular collaborations that have worked really well for you?
Well, most recently I've been working with a brilliant artist by the name of Angelica. She's a pop singer based out of LA. She just debuted a couple of songs. There's another R&B amazing young lady by the name of Tahila that I'm working with now. She's also a new artist. So I'm that guy that works with artist development and in bringing new artists to the table. So hopefully these ladies and others will take it to the next level and become household names very soon.
Now, this is a little bit of a fantasy question. If there's anybody you wanted to collaborate with, and that could be, you know, they could be famous, they could be unknown, who would it be?
It would probably be either like Isaac Hayes or Quincy Jones.
Oh, cool.
You know, I'll tell you the truth.
Yeah, good choices. Yeah, that's proper old school, isn't it? 70s.
Yeah, proper music, you know, when every piece mattered.
Yeah.
Of different individuals, so everyone had to be brilliant for it to work. Teamwork.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of teamwork.
Good choices, good choices. Now, what does the rest of the year hold in store for you? Has lockdown been making your creativity, has it given you a spark? Have you been writing more and, you know, wanting to record more?
Well, lockdown really hasn't affected me too much, to be honest with you. Like I mentioned, I just came back from LA like 2 days ago. This quarantine is me in my studio, basically, you know. But I'm always mixing. The only changes, instead of people being in my face, a lot more times they're sending me sessions to mix. So I'm doing a lot more mixing than writing per se these days. I guess that'll be the main change.
It's been keeping you busy, though. You've had plenty of
work. Oh, yeah, it's been busier, actually, because of it. The technology of the internet makes everyone want to do things at their home, on their own. So now you have a lot more tracks to clean up.
Now, what would you like to be doing next year? I mean, you know, maybe we'll be performing live, maybe we won't, but have you got any particular plans, more music, albums, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I really like what I do. So I like wherever I'm at, just making music, being in the studios, I like the vibe. But the thing that I will appreciate next year is to be able to pop in into some live performances, like of the Angelicas and Tahilas or whoever. So I perform, just, you know, I have to pop up, make my appearance, do a cameo backstage or in the crowd, you know. I like some shows. I don't really like crowds per se, but if I'm a fan, I'll enjoy it. I enjoy sound. I like music.
Now, if people want to know more about you, what's the best place to go on the web to find out about the work you do?
I suppose that'll be HollandJungleMusic.com or any social media, Holland Jungle, Facebook, Instagram. I'm mostly on the Instagram stuff, but Holland Jungle, everything.
Great. Okay. We'll put the links up on the website so people can come and find you there. Well, Cortex, it's great to chat today. Keep in touch with us about your future plans and best of luck with it all. Thanks very much.
Will do. Thanks. Appreciate it.